The frustrating narrative about beef and sustainability, today on Farm to Fork. If you're ready to try a highly effective microbial soil inoculant, then Rizol from ProGrow Bio should be your first choice. Rizol offers multiple benefits, like enhanced biomass, bigger yields, and improved soil health. 100% organic and works with conventional or organic crops, and comes in a soluble dry form for easy handling and long shelf life. Search the web for RHIZOL from ProGrow Bio.
Hey there, it's Mike Rowe, and if you're out there getting dirty, do me a favor and remember to call or click 811 before you dig. And when I say dig, I refer to any activity requiring boring, tilling, drilling, probing, reaming, plowing, drudging, or even scoping. Anything that causes you to roll up your sleeves a little and dig in requires you to first connect with 811 so that you can avoid all those buried pipes, wires, and cables underground. To sum up, call or click 811 before you dig and visit safeexcavator.com for more information.
Friona Industries is an Amarillo, Texas-based company operating 8 beef feedlots. During a recent event in South Dakota, Friona's chairman and CEO Don Gales pointed out how some media are positioning the industry.
When's the last time in the New York Times, the Wall Street Journal, or the Post that there was a positive article about beef and what it means and how we're doing things to improve? You know, depending on the different audience, that's their data inputs. And when was the last time our industry had a positive article in one of those?
As a result, says Gales, people get the wrong idea about beef and sustainability.
Their perception on cattle and agriculture in general is usually whatever they read in the Wall Street Journal. And just sitting around and chatting, well, what do you do? And, you know, they look at me like, you know, you got horns growing out of your head and, you know, beef is bad. But when you do start chatting with them, it's how they upload their information, what they consider true information.
Gales calls those misconceptions the biggest thing the industry has to think about. And he adds, it's a challenge the industry needs to address. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.